The new My 1099 application, which is behind my Social Security, allows customers to immediately view online their statement. They can view, print, save a copy, or request a mail version of their 1099. And that's the great new thing about our application.
Previously, they could see this at all. They would have no access to it. They'd have to go through a forms process or call somebody up and say, hey, I'm Jason Miller. I need my copy of my 1099. Can you send it to me? So previously, they had to go through a longer process.
Every year, of course, we mail out the originals. We mail out over 60 million original 1099 statements. And we provided an option online for our customers to request a replacement. They can also still use the traditional methods and go into a field office and do a request or call the national 800 number. But then it takes about 10 days usually to receive the replacement via mail. This new option allows them to go immediately online, see the information that they need. They can save it or they can print it and have it available for their tax professional.
Was there a specific impetus for this move or just it was logical?
It was a logical move. We want to meet our customers' changing needs. A lot of our customers are moving to our online services and they are getting used to our MySSA portal where they can go and get their statement. They can get a copy of their benefit verification notice and other features that we have there. So it was logical, just in time for this year's tax season, for us to move this application behind the portal for our customers' use.
And what went into developing this application? Because on one hand, there's a lot of security you have to be concerned about because this is, you know, data with, you know, probably name, address, social security number, as well as earnings. You know, nobody wants that to become public. So talk a little bit about what went into the development of this application.
Well, that's why it was ideal to move it behind our MySSA portal, because we already have authentication in place, and that customer goes in and they register for an account. We ask them some out-of-wallet questions that only they would have access to that information, and they set up their own safe and secure password. So they feel comfortable going behind there. And it also allows us to present information back to them in a safe and secure manner.
And how long has this MySSA portal been in place?
The portal's been available since May 2012. So for the last 3 years, we've had this available to our beneficiaries. They can go in and register and get their account and feel safe and secure about what's available. So it just made sense to move this type of application into the portal.
And you've been adding some apps each year, adding more online services. Talk a little bit about that process. How do you pick and choose which ones to add? Because there's more than you have the budget and or the resources for.
We are moving several new applications behind the portal. What we're trying to do is focus on what's important to our beneficiaries, our users, and then determine what applications to move behind the portal. Things like SSI services. So beneficiaries who receive SSI, we're going to have a online application that's safe and secure behind the portal. Social Security replacement cards will be behind the portal. Medicare replacement card, we're thinking about moving behind the portal in the next fiscal year. So we'll have other services available. We already have the statement is available for use. We have the benefit verification notice, which is used by our customers with so many other government agencies. It just made sense to make that available to them. So we look at what we think our users are going to need, things that are heavily used, and then we make decisions on whether or not that would make a good candidate for moving it behind the portal.
How difficult was it to move the 1099 app behind the portal and create something where you can, you know, read, write, and print? Because a lot of times, and Social Security is known for this, unfortunately, is that you guys have these legacy databases that maybe are mainframe, that are, you know, not friendly to mobility or even web apps. So how difficult was it to move it online?
It was fairly easy for My 1099. We already have kind of set a precedent with what we do with the benefit verification and with the statement. So we followed the same pattern there of presenting the information, making it available for the user to save it to their desktop or to a file as a PDF or being able to print it out for their use.
Did you rely on contractors? Did you do this in-house? And what was there a big cost to doing this?
And while I don't have the exact cost for doing this application, we did begin taking a look at moving my 1099 into the portal back in 2013. So we took a good look at moving what our existing application was and just moving it behind the portal and made a decision that, no, we need to take another look because we want more functionality. If we're going to make the move, we want to give the customers, our beneficiaries, more functionality. So we picked this application up again just recently in November of 2014, and we were able to make the move and get it in place by January 31st, just in time for the tax season. So it was fairly quick to do, following the business models that we already had for statement and for benefit verification. So we were able to get this out and make it available fairly quickly. Now, that's not always going to be the case with every application, but for this one, it was very easy.
That's impressive because, I mean, nothing turns in government that quickly, right? A matter of really 3 months. Talk a little bit about that process, if you can. I mean, give me a sense of what went into getting it from this static app to a more dynamic app.
We used a business model similar to what's called an agile approach, where we had a group of dedicated people who were working on this project, who were empowered to make decisions and get everything done in a fairly quick manner. So we still produced all the documentation that was needed to support the application. We were able to make the decisions that needed to be made to get it done timely. And like I said, we used the model that was already available for two other applications that are behind my SSA. So it was a fairly good process and did not take a lot of time.
We talked about the model a few times. Can you go into any details in terms of what that model is? And you talked about the agile approach. I think that's something we're seeing across government. So I'm sure they're related.
The agile approach is having a dedicated team that moves things forward. Like I said, they're empowered to make those decisions. So we already have a sense of what we're looking for in the application process, and those people can quickly make decisions to either add functionality, eliminate functionality, and make a quick decision so that we don't have a lot of process where we're taking weeks to make a decision, a formal decision, because it has to go through so many layers. Those people are empowered to make the decision based on the information that they already have at hand. So that's the agile process. But when I talk about the model, we've already gone through a development life cycle for, say, the benefit statement. So it may have taken a lot of planning and analysis and a lot of development to get to the point where we release the benefit statement, which is available to view and print as well for the beneficiary immediately. So we already had a process in place. We borrowed that process. So it's similar to borrowing code from one application to use in another application. Of course, you have to make minor tweaks to it, but it's a simple process of borrowing the functionality or the code from one application and moving it into something else that's a very similar process.
You mentioned that the benefits to the user, the citizen, because they can go on, they can save, they can print, it makes things so much easier for them to get their 1099. Talk about the benefit to the Social Security Administration by moving these services like the 1099 online.
For us, it's a matter of offering alternatives to our beneficiaries. So we still have available the traditional ways of obtaining information. They can come into the field office, or they can call the national 800 number to get the information. But we want to give them another alternative, which is the Internet. So we're trying to keep pace with the changing technology and the way that people want to receive information. So we know just from our 1099 application that the usage of that application by beneficiaries over 65 has gone up over 300%. So people age 65 and older are using the Internet, even though traditionally that may not have been the way that they receive their information. They are looking to the information to get the information from the Internet, but they still want the traditional ways available. So we still have the field office, and we still have the 800 number.
You mentioned that the use of the 1099 app has gone up by 300%. So just in the short, you know, month and a half, 2 months that we've seen this, there's been a ton of usage for this app?
Yes. When we compare it with our I-1099 application that was available last year in fiscal year 14, where beneficiaries were only able to request a mailed version of the 1099 versus coming into the new My-1099 application behind MySSA and being able to either view, print, or save immediately, the increase in usage has been over 300%.
I think that must make you feel good in the sense that you're not just, you know, talking to an audience that, you know, is deaf or so to speak, or not interested in using the internet. Can you give me a sense of what does that mean for SSA in terms of getting more services online more quickly?
It means to us that we're doing something right. We're finding a way to better serve our beneficiaries, and we're picking the right applications that they need and placing them on the internet. So that's a big goal of ours, is to put the right application out to increase the usage and to be able to get the information to the people who need it most as soon as possible and as quickly as possible. So that's why we take our time and we study what we're doing. We use all kinds of focus groups and other resources to kind of determine what applications people want, what direction we need to head into as far as what we move to the internet. And I think we're getting it right.